بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, last week we had commenced with the incident of Sayyidina Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام as a young boy growing up amongst his people, and how he had taken them step by step and showed them the foolishness of worshipping anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he proved to them rationally, logically, that it did not make sense to worship the stars, the sun, the moon, or these heavenly bodies that are not constant, that go through a process of change. One moment they are there, the next moment they are not there. Rather, logic demanded that a person worship the creator of these heavenly bodies, and that was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very step by step he took them through this process, and he showed them. He did not just rebuke them or chastise them and say to them that what you are doing is incorrect, what you are doing is wrong, but rather he pointed out to them why their worship of these heavenly bodies, their worship of the idols, etc., was not something that intellect and logic could accept. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now explains to us what happened after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam showed this to his people. وَحَاجَّهُ قَوْمُ Allah says that his people began arguing with him. And here Mufassirin have explained that the arguments that they put forward, that, oh Ibrahim, we are just following the footsteps of our forefathers. We found them worshipping these heavenly bodies. We found them carving idols and worshipping idols. So all we are doing is we are following a process that has already been there. And you are coming with something new. You are claiming that there is only one deity, one God. So Ibrahim alayhi salam replies to them that, قَالَ أَتُحَاجُّونِي فِي اللَّهِ وَقَدْ هَدَانِ That are you arguing with me regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst Allah has guided me? In other words, I have some basis for what I am doing. You have not been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he said this to them, they then threatened him that, listen, you are being persistent and you are insulting our deities, our idols. So you better be careful, because some calamity might befall you. Perhaps you may fall ill, or some other calamity may come your way on account of you displeasing our idols. So he says to them, وَلَا أَخَافُ مَا تُشْرِكُونَ بِهِ That listen, I do not fear these deities that you associate as partners with Allah. إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ رَبِّي شَيْئًا Unless my Rabb wants something to happen. Meaning if Allah wants some calamity to come my way, then I will have to be fearful, and then I have cause for concern. But if you are threatening me with your idols, why should I fear them? They cannot do anything to me. So together with showing them that their idols are incapable, he also turns their attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that أَيَّشَاءَ رَبِّي شَيْئًا If Allah wants something to happen, then only do I have cause for concern, then only do I need to fear. وَسِعَ رَبِّي كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا He says, my Rabb encompasses everything as far as his knowledge is concerned. He is aware of what you are doing. He is aware of my condition. أَفَلَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ So, oh my people, will you not take heed? Will you not understand what I am explaining to you? And he then goes on and says, وَكَيْفَ أَخَافُ مَا أَشْرَكْتُمْ That why should I fear your deities or your idols? وَلَا تَخَافُونَ أَنَّكُمْ أَشْرَكْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ عَلَيْكُمْ سُلْطَانًا Whilst you do not fear that you have associated with Allah such things or such idols that Allah has not given you any proof for. So you are the ones who are wrongdoers. You are the ones whose entire belief system is based on something false. You are not afraid. You are very brazen and bold. But you expect me to become fearful. فَأَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ أَحَقُّ بِالْأَمْنِ He says that if you have to think about it, which of the two groups is more deserving or more rightful to feel secure? Should I feel secure when I am following guidance from Allah? Or do you have more right to feel secure when you are breaking the commands of Allah? In kuntum ta'alamun, he says, oh my people, if you have any understanding, if you have any knowledge, then you will give me an answer, and that answer will be that I am the one who is secure, I am the one who is safe, because I am the one who is following the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But nevertheless, he then gives them the answer, and he says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ That if you want to know who has right to feel secure and safe in this world, it is that person or those who have iman, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Those who have belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do not mix up their belief. They do not confuse their belief with injustice. So they have true iman, pure iman. They do not make zulam. They do not oppress anybody. They do not oppress themselves. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنِ. Those are the ones who will be secure, will be safe. وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. And they will be rightly guided. When this verse was revealed, it is mentioned that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, O Nabi of Allah, this verse is very difficult and very heavy upon us because we all have iman, but which one of us has not mixed up our iman with zulam? We are not free of sin. We are not ma'asum. We are not like the angels. So we all have iman, but at the same time, we also have at times sinned, broken the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So does it mean we should not feel safe and secure? Nabi alayhi salam explained to them that what is meant in this verse, those who have iman and they do not mix their iman with zulam. Zulm, injustice here refers to shirk, to associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he quotes the other verse of Quran, Inna shirka la zulmun azeem. That shirk, ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the greatest form of oppression, of injustice. So if a person has iman, he may have broken the commands of Allah, he may be sinful, at times he makes errors in his life, but as long as he has not associated anything with Allah, then he will be secure, he will be safe. Finally Allah says, وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَى قَوْمِهِ. That this was our decisive argument that we had given, or our decisive proof that we had given to Ibrahim alayhi salam against his people. نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَنْ نَشَاءُ. Allah says, we raise in rank and status those who we wish. In other words, despite him being a young boy, despite him going against his people, being the outcast in his community, but we gave him such rank and status. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ حَكِيمٌ عَلِيمٌ. Indeed, your Rabb is most wise, most knowledgeable. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.